Time now for the Friday feature interview of the week during Morning Edition on WNCW. It is my pleasure to welcome our guest, who is Flory Pate, co-founder of Local Flavor AVL, a group who plays a major role in something called Food Connection. The goal is to feed the hungry and maximize waste. Flory, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me.
How did this wonderful concept get off the ground?
I guess it was back in mid-November. I had a meeting with Mary Evans, who's the marketing director at Pax Tavern, and she's a Local Flavor AVL member. And we sat down and we were just talking about things, and she knows that we work closely with area nonprofits. And she mentioned that they had about 20 holiday parties, private parties scheduled for the month of December. And she knew that there would be leftover food, leftover delicious good food, and there was a good chance that food would get thrown away. And she just wondered, she posed the question to me, is there anything that Local Flavor AVL can do to get this food to feed the hungry? And so I left there with my wheels spinning about what this might look like and what we could do. That's when I was heading back to North Asheville, where I work, and I passed the Grace Covenant Presbyterian Church Community Garden, and I thought of my friend Buzz Durham, and he's the one who about 5 years ago, turned the sprawling grass lawn there into a prolific vegetable garden. I think last year they donated about 5,000 pounds of produce to feed Asheville's hungry. I called Buzz, and he was immediately interested in figuring out what we could do to solve this problem. They presented the idea to their serve committee, and within 48 hours, they donated some seed money to get us started. And where the seed money has gone is straight to Asheville Taxi. We quickly realized the key to getting this food from point A to point B is a paid and reliable taxi cab service. And that is Asheville Taxi. Woody McKee is the owner, and he was extremely interested to help out with this project. The restaurant or caterer just texts Food Connection, and Asheville Taxi comes within 20 minutes to pick up the food anytime for midnight. And they'll pick up the food and take it to the designated shelter, and the system is working beautifully.
What kind of businesses are playing a part so far?
Well, it's been interesting, Paul. We've talked to many restaurants and caterers in the industry, and we've kind of identified that not every restaurant will have this kind of surplus food. And I need to mention that we work with a minimum of 18 portions of food just to justify the transportation. So it's not every restaurant, but it's restaurants that have private parties and then also caterers in town that will have this surplus food. So far, we've worked with Pax Tavern. They've made many, many donations. Lexington Avenue Brewery, they have private parties in their back room, and they've had several donations for us. And Eatin' Out Meals, they prepare meals, I think, every Tuesday and Wednesday, so they almost always have leftover food. And then also Corner Kitchen Catering. And this is only the beginning. I need to say that we just soft-launched this in December, only working with Pax, and we've only just announced that we're doing this since January to the public, so we're definitely still in our beta phase.
Well, that is certainly some good news that it's off to a great start, and as you said, hopefully it will just continue to grow. You know, when we talk about the need, feeding those who are hungry, statistics in Western North Carolina for families in need, they're pretty high, aren't they?
They are. Unfortunately, Buncombe County, the city of Asheville and this whole area, ranks number 9 in food security in the nation. It's critical that we do something about it now. And as you know, I'm sure that Asheville is such a food destination town that people literally travel here from all over the world just to eat all of the wonderful food. And there is always going to be leftover food. So we need to figure out a way to get it to the people in need.
If you're just tuning in this morning, our Friday feature interview of the week on WNCW is with the co-founder of the Local Flavor AVL, talking about something that group is heavily involved with, Food Connection. We're talking right now with Flory Pate. Flory, I understand that a benefit concert for Food Connection will be taking place real soon.
That's right. We're super excited about this. We are having a concert at the Altamont Theater on Friday, March the 13th, it begins at 5. We have lots of local bands who are donating their time and talents to play for this benefit concert, including Eleanor Underhill of Underhill Rose, and she's actually performing a duet with Silas Georgier of the Get Right Band. We have Andrew Scotchy and the River Rats, Junior James and the Late Guitar, Red Honey, the Wilhelm Brothers, Posh Hammer, the Moon and You, and the Bread and Butter Band.
You're certainly mentioning some familiar names, so that ought to be an evening of some tremendous music. And as we said, again, that's for a very good cause. So again, tell us the date and the time and the location for that benefit concert.
Absolutely, Paul. It's Friday, March 13th, so tickets are, of course, available now. The tickets are $25, and all of the proceeds will go straight to Food Connection, which pays for the cab fare to deliver this food from these restaurants and caterers to the local food shelters. And the doors open at 5. I believe the show starts at 6. And food by Cecilia's Kitchen and Poppy Handcrafted Popcorn for purchase, and beer and wine, of course, for purchase.
Before we run out of time today, we want to hear a little bit more about you being the co-founder and your group, Local Flavor AVL.
Well, we just launched this in January at Asheville Regional Airport. So anybody that's lucky enough to be traveling soon, please go by and see it. It's a place to recharge your mobile device or your cell phone. And we have a video that has lots of fun images of Asheville. It also features some of our Local Flavor AVL members. It also has a looping soundtrack that features 2.5 hours of local music. That's an incredible soundtrack. So if you go, definitely make plenty of time to hang out for a while and listen to some of this great music.
Tell us how someone could receive more information about Food Connection, even get involved. Give us the details.
Okay, well, first and foremost, we would love for you to buy your tickets. You can get, for our benefit concert, you can get those at etix.com. And like I mentioned, the concert will be March 13th at the Altamont Theater. And also, if you're interested in getting more involved with Food Connection, please send us an email at foodconnectionasheville@gmail.com. And if you have some ideas for us, please let us know that as well. Like I mentioned, we are in our early stages with this, and we're super excited, and we have big plans for the future.
Food Connection, just a tremendous concept and so needed. Flory Pate, thanks to you, Local Flavor AVL, and others that are involved with this, and we wish you continued success as you go forward. Thank you for being with us today.
Thanks so much, Paul.
And that'll wrap up today's Friday feature interview of the week.